Welcome to the Sexy Freedom Media Podcast, a place to discuss pain, passion, and pursuits.
Yes, yes. I want to feel alive.
Breathe.
Make some moves.
Protect the throne. This is Sexy Freedom Media Podcast.
Hey, friends. Welcome to the Sexy Freedom Media Podcast. It's your host, Helen Edwards. Thank you for joining me on this minisode where you can get your quick little snack of inspiration and empowerment throughout your week. Over the Thanksgiving holiday, I wrestled with a few emotional moods. Rob and I had talked about doing a Friendsgiving this year, and boy, am I glad we didn't lock anything in. Thanksgiving morning, we ended up having a snowstorm, which come Friday, we were snowed in, and Rob couldn't even move his truck to get out to work. This time of year has always been a bit rough for me because I'm from Arizona and California. And now I live in Wyoming, so I never knew snow before Wyoming. In fact, 3 years of living here, I've only driven in the snow maybe one time, maybe twice. My mind tends to float down memory lane of all the Friendsgivings and of all the travel to meet family during the holidays that I so easily could do before Wyoming. I began to get sad about my current life being snowed in, not able to just go when I want to go, having to deal with below zero, negative 24 degrees that we have to prepare for, not to mention cabin fever. And that feeling of missing out on the holidays with family just makes my heart hurt. But being who I am and understanding that the life I have is my choice, no one is holding me hostage and I can leave if I really wanted to. I'm reminded that there are bigger reasons, more important reasons I am living and choosing to be where I'm living. I began to think of all the positives in my life. I have one of the greatest love stories. I have someone who loves me, shows me he cares, and would give anything in the world to make me happy. I have a beautiful home with a gorgeous view of the sunrise every morning. I have a home office, a home gym, and not to mention the huge TV to watch movies on. I think back on those days when I lived in the city, the hours I spent in traffic, the stress I felt from work, the anger and resentment I felt in unfulfilled relationships, going through the same shit year after year after year, and the dreams I would often find myself fantasizing about. I used to dream of peace. I used to dream of dancing in the sunrise and sunsets. I used to dream of traveling and enjoying the open road whenever I wanted. I used to dream of having my own love story. As I thought about how my heart hurt missing my loved ones over the holidays, I remembered I'm living my dream, the dream I yearned for year after year while living in the city. I also reminded myself life isn't over yet. The story of the second half of life is still being molded and shaped. I can either play a part in it or let the cards fall where they may. And of course, again, being who I am, I want to play a huge part. I began to turn inward and take some time to explore my mood. Why am I so upset? What can I do to comfort myself in a healthy way? Of course, it's okay to miss the part of your life that shaped you into who you are today. It's okay to miss family and friends. Missing the people you love is very healthy. There is nothing wrong with feeling sad when love is a part of that sadness. I always give myself permission to be sad when it comes to my loved ones. Once I am ready to lift myself back up again, I take myself dancing, whether that's with the sunrise in my living room, in the kitchen, in the bedroom, or just wherever I find myself getting my groove on. You guys have seen the videos. The one person that I love the most is myself. And I mean that in a healthy, non-egotistical way. I have the most fun, the best conversations, the most epic adventures, and the greatest compassion for yours truly, myself. It said, if you don't like who you are, how are other people supposed to like who you are? To be honest, it took me a very long time to explore this concept. I hated myself for a very long time. It took me years to break patterns and habit of abuse towards myself. I'm not even proud of admitting this, but it's true. When I began the journey of getting to know myself and learning to embrace myself, I actually learned the things I loved about myself. Not only did I learn to love myself, but I found out that I actually liked myself. There was a big difference there. Because of liking who I am, I enjoy being alone. For this simple reason, I have the compassion for myself to understand my own personal pain, passion, and pursuit. I'm speaking on this subject because I can tell you there was once a girl who lived in this body who hated the holidays. I was the Grinch's cousin. I hated being around family, hated everyone's positivity, felt angry and disgusted with this time of year. I was the person who was depressed over the holidays. I was depressed over the holidays. Oh my God, thinking back. I mean, I used to wish there was no such thing. When I think of her, my old self, my past self, the girl who hated herself, the girl who hated holidays, I smile. I smile because I am now that angel who took her on the journey out of that place, out of it. So when I get sad now during the holiday times, I know it's because of the most beautiful reasons of loving others. I know this is the right reason to be sad because I'm also the most happiest woman now in love and right where I dreamt I'd be. My message to you is this. The choice to create your world is within you. The choice to be around people whom you call family and friends is yours to make. The feelings you feel based on your decisions you make are yours to feel and to master. You are the capitán of your ship. Here's something for you to also think about. Do you love yourself as much as, or more than, the person who loves you most in this life? Do you like yourself as much as your best friend in this world likes you? I like to think on those questions and ask myself periodically because my answer is hell yes. I do like myself. I do love myself. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons why my fiance likes and loves me, because he sees the like and love I have for myself when I go out dancing in the sunrise. You know, confidence is beautiful. It's powerful. And confidence really comes from that like and that love for yourself. My friends, the holidays are what you make it. The holidays are like a fun bunch of stickers and the most brightest colors of the year to paint your canvas of life with. You have more choice and more power within yourself to make it whatever you'd like. But that choice is up to you. And you know what else? This year and every year and every month and every day, I hope you choose you. Thank you for listening to this quick minisode. If you are seeking to speak with someone about financial growth or a tax-free retirement plan, click on the link in the show notes to schedule a free 10-minute phone call with me. If this show has inspired you in any way, please leave us a written review on iTunes or a 5-star review on Spotify. You can also leave us a review on our Facebook page, Sexy Freedom Media. You can support our show by buying us a coffee. Again, the link is found in our show notes. Thank you to everybody who purchased a signed copy of Nothing Sexier Than Freedom. If you like your copy, it's available on Amazon and Audible. I hope you all have a wonderful week. Thank you. Muchas gracias. Ajie.
Want to hear more?
Visit us at sexyfreedommedia.com.